Hello, everybody. I want to welcome you once again to the Ghost Odd Jason podcast. That's Ghost Adjacent podcast. It's an excellent play on words that you, the fans, voted on to name this podcast. So there you go. I'm here once again joined by my co-hosts, my best friends in the world. I've got Mr. Brack Baggins here. I'm sorry.
It's all right. You're pronouncing it the way it's spelled, which is B-R-A-C-H.
Yes.
But it's actually pronounced Brock.
I'm
Baggins.
Sorry. I confused. You know what happens
right.
every
We've
time.
We've only known each other for years. It's
I know.
Okay.
I apologize.
I accept it.
It's great to have you on, as always.
Great to be back.
Joined by my other co-host, Ghost, my co-host. I don't know why I said that.
Something in your throat.
My co-host, Mr. Poltergeist. How are you doing, Paul?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, just lovely.
Doing great, Paul.
That's really good to hear.
As you know, the fans who listen in every week, we've got a fantastic ghost crew out there who follows all 4,000 episodes that we've put out here so far. It's the only, the longest running ghost podcast in existence.
It's really quite an achievement. 4,000 episodes.
Yep, every month.
4,000 monthly episodes.
No, released, as you know, we release it once a month.
Oh, you're right. Ah, that was scary.
It's not only the longest, paranormal podcast in history, but it's also the longest running series in history.
That's true.
Yes.
Bonanza.
4,000 months.
Bonanza, take a hike. Is that the longest one? No. Simpsons?
Yeah, I used Simpsons. To. My parents used to watch that growing up a lot when it was coming
Bonanza
out.
Bonanza or The Simpsons?
A little of both.
At the same time?
Yeah, The Simpsons is multi-generational. Everybody could love
it. That's true. I love Simpsons. You remember when Mr. Burns was an alien?
Oh, that was classic.
That's my shit.
I really identified with that episode.
Did they have any ghosts? I don't remember.
I think that I would remember if there was ghosts.
You, of all people, would definitely remember ghosts.
Brock, was there any ghosts on The Simpsons? I can't recall.
He definitely looked like a ghost with the big pupils.
Who?
And, Mr. Burns.
Oh, the alien episode, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Thought you were talking about Homer or the Eat My Shorts kid.
Homer does have a pretty silly face. We all do love that rascal.
He's kind of ghost-shaped. His head's got that classic
classic
ghost shape
round on top.
The hair behind his ears is kind of the same shape as like the bottom of a ghost sheet in cartoons.
That's true. It's pretty spooky.
That's true. I'm scared already.
Well, let's take a step back a little bit, and just for those that are joining us for the first time, we are a ghost hunting crew. We go out into the world and we find anything that's paranormal related, whether that be spooks, specters, or spooks, and we make sure that the three S's in the world. Oh. What did you say? What did you put out there?
I was going to say hags or witches.
We know
that's spooky.
We don't come across too many hags or witches these days, unfortunately.
Well, Brock's been spending a lot of time on those dating apps. I know he's looking for a lot of hags and witches. So,
you
know,
really?
They got rid of most of those in Salem, though.
As you know, I don't think I introduced myself. My name is Hunter Rogers. I have been canceled 4 times already for my views on hags and witches. So.
Considering we've been going for 4,000, that's only 4. It's actually pretty good.
I've been canceled about every 1,000 episodes. So
that makes sense.
People just know
it's coming.
Yeah.
I've always wondered. Do you do that on purpose, or is it just kind of how it works out?
It just happens. I can't help it.
Everybody kind of reaches a natural conclusion after 1,000 months.
I mean, you get to know me after a little while, and I think it's just like, yeah, the guy's gonna get canceled.
Yeah.
So
we get to after 1,000 episodes, you're just like, oh, this guy, bad's got to happen.
I'm actually a little surprised that the collateral damage hasn't affected your guys' lives at all.
Oh, I don't have much of a presence. I don't agree with technology much.
That's true. You know, now that you mention it, I don't think I've ever seen Paul there use any of our tools or our electronic devices.
No,
and I wouldn't know what to do with them. It kind of scares me, to be honest. I'm more of an on-camera kind of person anyway.
That's true. He's got quite the presence. You know, speaking of those electronic tools that we use, it does bring a great opportunity to segue into our first hunt of the night. I believe Mr. Brack. I'm sorry. I did it again. Brock. Yeah, I've been doing that for years. I can't.
4,000.
It's just, you know, one of those names that just rhymes with other names. Zach and... Well, that's it. But, I mean, it's just a big name. Well,
yeah, I guess I'd be the only one.
Yeah,
I believe you've got the details from our last hunt that we did. Is that right?
I do. And it's... I'm glad you're specifying. Didn't we make one mistake, which is that... See, my brother, he goes out at night, and we just don't do, we don't, that corner of the market's already taken, so we actually hunt in the day.
Yes, that's true. For ghosts. And people don't realize this. So. Ghosts are just as active during the day as they are at night. It's just not as spooky, so people are, I don't want to go, it's not spooky, I want to get scared, but they're out there.
Yeah, that's true. The other day I was walking around the graveyard and I saw quite a few ghosts while I was out there.
Just walking around enjoying the sunshine or Paul, what were you?
Yeah, it's where the sun hits the best.
It just hits different, I guess.
It's something, I think it's something about all of the concrete slabs around it. It reflects the sun really well.
Ah, that doesn't make sense.
No, I'm a very pale man though, yeah, so it doesn't really help much.
That's true. You're very pale.
Yeah, ghostly, almost see-through is would be one way of putting it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Brock, pretty bad.
Those details then on the, we'll call it the hunt. It doesn't have to be a night hunt. It's definitely not going to be called a day hunt. That's
I was hoping we would.
I'm sorry.
But that's fine. Yeah, we went to the Crescent Hotel in Eureka Springs, Arkansas. I believe we have some footage that we captured there. Right, Roger?
That's Hunter.
I like calling him your last name.
Yeah, it's very like military-like of you. Roger, go do this.
You know, you're my commanding officer on the field. Sorry. Well, I just fell right into that.
Hi, Captain. We do have some of the footage here. I've actually got clips of some of the EVPs that we captured out there. Some actual ghost phenomenon that we got. So if you can, we'd like to get into this and see what we can extract from these samples of what we'd believe to be actual audio from the ghosts that we got out on the field. So here's our first one.
Yes.
Harold took my horse.
Haunting. That's haunting, really.
You can really feel the pain. You can really feel the pain in that one.
Really, pain. That's what you're getting from it.
Yeah, I feel like there's a big betrayal there. Something I honestly can't really decipher it too well, but I could just hear the something about the pain in his voice. I feel it really well.
What did you get from that? What do you hear from that one?
Oh, sorry, it's just making me kind of emotional. I feel like I get that guy.
It's all right, man. It's all right, buddy. You get a lot of emotions that overwhelm you when you get interactions with these I was gonna say extraterrestrials, but that's not what they are.
You know, Paul, I see your eyes welling up, but there's no water. How are you doing that?
He's just dehydrated. I think it's been
you do need to drink more water.
Lot more water.
Those day hunts take the water out of you.
I don't tell you guys how to cry, and I would appreciate if you didn't tell me how to cry.
You're right. I'm about to get canceled. 4,000
Hunter cries almost every time.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Brock's the one who's always telling me, hey, stop crying like that. Cry like this. So
I do. Yeah, you got to get the water.
So Brock,
in your
got
eyes.
A bad habit about that.
Be real visual.
Brock, what's your takeaway from that EVP that we got there?
Can we hear it one more time?
Yeah, of course.
Harold took my horse.
It sounded exactly the same.
Again,
really
the second time.
Stuff.
Just as scary that second time.
Just as scary as I remember it.
I'm definitely getting pain. Some kind of large.
Large pain.
It's like it's some kind of phantom pain.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Big pain.
Big pain. Big.
Major. Yeah. Major pain.
Big. Maybe.
I wonder what this site that we were at, was there any military history there? Maybe some sort of horseback. I don't know. Because clearly he says horse.
There was a ranch. But he does say horse.
I think, if I recall correctly, you said this was Eureka Springs, correct?
Yes.
I believe that in the 1800s they ran experiments on horses in Eureka Springs to try to turn them into super soldiers.
Super horse soldiers.
Super horse soldiers. See, horses are actually much more powerful than humans are, so it only makes sense.
It tracks.
Yeah.
And then I can't quite make out the first part of that one, but we've got a. Do we have another EVP here ready to go? Is that
this? Yeah, this was found in the basement where the owner said there was a pentagram on the floor with sticks. No one had been in the property for months at this point.
Stuck to the floor?
Stuck to the floor. Excuse
I'm
me.
I'm sorry.
To the porn.
There was piles of porn down there. And
there
was
a lot of porn in the basement.
To the pile, yes. These are the facts. Yes, there's just... Yeah.
We don't know what caused the sticking. If it might have been an ectoplasmic.
You took samples of it, right? Right, Brock?
We did. We found EVP footage from down in the basement. I think we have that here. Really hard
you
to
getting
hear.
Getting it going there?
I have to. Let's try this one more time. I'll turn the gain up. There we go.
I can't find my Game Boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Up until this point, I actually haven't heard the voice. Maybe we can get that one more time.
Well, that one left me speechless. Yeah, let's go ahead and roll that one more time.
Yeah.
Someone took my Game Boy.
Oh, my God.
It's weird. It's almost like the more I listen to it, it sounds different.
I don't know what to tell you about that one, though. It didn't sound that way to me.
No, that voice was definitely the same the second
it
time.
It sounds...
Let's
one
just
more
do
time.
It again.
Yeah,
let's
we can get it another time.
One more time. Let's play just do it one more time.
Has anyone seen my Game Boy?
Now that was...
I can't hear it again. Different. I can't do it. It's just too... It's if you guys could see, the hairs on my arms are just standing on end.
There must have been multiple spirits down in that basement.
Yeah, that one spooked me silent.
You were very silent, Paul.
Yeah, I didn't know
that
what
reminds
to say.
Me real quick. I want to.
I guess I'm just an
these
empath.
These EVPs that we're listening to, they're all brought to you by Hardee's. Hardee's, put a burger in you. Thanks, Hardee's, for sponsoring this segment. Now back to these EVPs. That last one we listened to. It's just you can hear. It sounds like a distraught soul who's lost something. It seems like there seems to be a pattern. All of these ghosts or whatever they may be, maybe they are extraterrestrial. They're all just losing something.
Well, I don't think that we should go that far. That's kind of disrespectful to call them extraterrestrials.
To extraterrestrials or to the
ghosts.
To the ghosts.
To the poltergeists.
Yeah. To the ghastly gentleman.
The ghastly gentleman. Gotcha.
The ghastly gentleman.
Well,
yeah.
That's understandable.
Paul.
Let's keep this train rolling here. Hardee's likes to fill you up with nonstop burgers and fries. So let's
keep that train rolling, just like Hardee's keeps the great deals and delicious tastes at bargain prices coming.
Thanks, Hardee's. So we've got another clip here. Let's hear this next one here.
Tell my mother.
Oh, that was...
Wow.
I guess,
it just cut off.
I mean,
wow. Powerful stuff.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He clearly said, tell my mother.
Tell my mother, yes.
Let's hear that again. Hold on one second. Let's hear that again.
All right, let's get
turn this up a little bit.
Tell my mother.
That's it. Yeah, that's the end of it.
Oh, the... Where did you record this?
What's that?
Really makes you think about...
That was at the Eureka's Castle or whatever it was.
It really makes you think about all the people throughout history that never told their mothers things.
And you know, that reminds me, as we go on to our last segment here, the last EVP for this segment here, let's load this up, and I believe that we've saved the most damning evidence of all for the existence of these supernatural ghosts, spooks, and spookums. Let's go ahead and let's play this clip now.
Hardys, eat like you're already dead.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I feel like there's pentagrams just laying about the ground beneath me.
That one made me feel such a strange, unique combination of terrified and starving.
Let's hear it once more. I gotta hear it again. I got a hunger to hear this thing.
Hardys, eat like you're already dead.
Now correct me if I'm wrong. I swear, I could swear it sounds like they're saying Hardee's. Now, I may just be hungry for Hardee's Thick Burger, but...
I think that we're all always a little hungry for Hardee's Thick Burgers.
Mm-hmm. And the pentagrams that we're seeing, they definitely have smiles on them, and they're yellow and red.
Is that what those are? What I've could always that mean? Gotten those confused.
And they're not upside down like a traditional satanic pentagram. They're actually in the shape of a star.
A classic upright. 5-point star. Yellow.
Yes.
Red eyes.
Red.
Big smile.
The greatest trick.
Big old smile God. On this thing.
Big smile.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he doesn't exist.
Oh, Paul. That was the most philosophical thing I've ever heard.
Did you make that up?
Yeah, well, no, somebody that I used to know told it to me once.
Who was this?
I'm gonna have to remember.
All right, you think about it a little bit. We'll get back to it. I'm sure it's gonna be. You know, we'll give you time to think about it. Don't worry. I'm sure it's gonna be huge. It'll,
you know, you're,
it'll be well worth the wait. So,
Paul, your memory spans generations, and you don't look that old to me. I've known you for so long, but somehow.
That's true. You guys met when Brock, you said you were in your teens, but I mean, Paul, you seem to be in your 30s the whole time that we've known you. So
yeah,
you just yeah. I just remembered who told me.
It's okay, Paul.
I just remembered who.
It's okay, Paul.
Yeah, take your time.
I just remembered who told me, and it was my old friend Kevin Spacey.
I gotta ask. Was that the actor Kevin Spacey? Or...
Yeah, it was Kevin. Yeah,
it was. Well, should have known. You know, I've seen him at the meetings.
You've seen Kevin Spacey?
Yeah, yeah. There's at the canceled meetings.
Yeah. Oh, those meetings. Oh, okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah,
I thought you meant the ghost meeting.
No, what? No, he's not. I don't think he's an avid ghost hunter.
He might be a ghost. Hunter. Honestly,
he might be a ghost.
Well, a ghost.
Yeah.
Hold on.
A full ghost?
Yeah, there's a lot of ghosts out there.
Just walking around?
Yeah.
Well,
hold on. This is big news.
Paul, you're really translucent.
We've been doing this show for 4,000 episodes now. I think that we've kind of proved that there's ghosts everywhere.
Well, I mean,
that's true.
But there's, you know, there's still.
That's the whole premise of the show.
There's still people who don't believe out there.
I think you kind of have to look at it from a different lens, though, because we've only actually found evidence of ghosts in 14 of those episodes.
That's true.
That is a very small percentage.
So it could be a very small population of ghosts. We wouldn't know.
But you know what? I'm going to pose it to you this way before we go to a break. If you were to buy 4,000 lottery tickets and only 14 of those won, I'd be pretty happy.
Yeah, I'd be pretty happy, too.
I would be pretty happy, too.
That would be at least $14 trillion.
I don't know how that maths out, but...
I don't know where there was no mention of money.
Yeah, I've never played the lottery before. It's difficult for me to interact with cashiers.
Now, Paul, you did say the lottery was a new thing for you. which was weird to me.
Yeah, I played it for the first time last week.
How'd you do?
Really, the first time?
I didn't win. Can't say I'm a fan.
What numbers did you pick? I don't think you played at all, Paul.
I don't think.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Paul, why? You don't got to lie.
You could say any
to us.
Number.
Yeah, that's actually
true.
You could
say any number.
And there's a lot of things.
Any combination of numbers.
There's a lot of things I've never been able to experience in life that I'm a little ashamed of, and I'm really glad that you guys are taking the time to acknowledge this on our ghost show.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Well,
you guys are true friends.
After 4,000 episodes, that's you learn a thing or two about each other, and there's still stuff that you haven't discovered. So, let's go ahead. We're gonna head to a break here. Our break's obviously brought to you by Hardee's. Hardee's, go ahead and sink your mouth into that meat. And on our way out here, we're going to play one last EVP sample from our trip out to Eureka's Castle. This is the Ghost Adjacent Podcast. Here we go.
No escape, only Nickelback.
Wow.
Chilling. We'll be right back after this.
The Beatles were overrated.
Oh, chills every time. Every time I hear them.
Wow, what a thing to say.
That's, wow.
You know, you come across some of those spirits who are a little more aggressive and...
Do you get the sense that the ghosts know who we are and they pick up on... personal preferences.
Ooh, what an interesting idea.
You mean the fact that you love the Beatles and would fight any ghost who would say a wrong word about them? Is that what you're talking about?
About the Beatles. And Paul, his name.
It's Paul.
Just so happens to be a name of the Paul McCartney from the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. It's,
it just seems.
That's a coincidence. I think my mom knew him.
Well, boys, I know it's difficult to keep track of these episodes after so many of them run together, but any of you in the Ghost Gallery, if you want to hear our deep dive into Beatles and Ghost, go back to episode 2364. Here we go. I've had to find that real quick. You can hear the whole hunt that we did down at the house across the street from Abbey Road. So it's not actually on Abbey Road. It's not near it, actually. It's I say across
different
the
kind.
Yeah, it's
completely. Yeah.
Was that the one where we caught a John Lennon impersonator on EVP?
No, that was, I believe, let me go through my notes real quick here.
That was unrelated to the Abbey Road Adventure.
I don't have any notes for Foley work, but that's going to be episode number 3,420. Nice.
That's a very good round number.
Yeah. That's pretty recently that we did that one.
That is technically recent.
Well, speaking of our old hunts, I thought it'd be a good experience to kind of share some of our favorites that we've gone on recently here as we are celebrating our many anniversaries here. I want to say about the 30th. anniversary. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's close.
30's, 30's good.
30.
Let's just go with 30.
30 sounds
that's a round
good.
Number.
Yeah, I don't know why we didn't mention it earlier. It's a fantastic number. 30th anniversary of the podcast and our hunting experiences here. Been doing podcasts.
It's been 30 years since we invented podcasts. Yeah,
that's right. We were trying to push the medium, and no one believed us. But guess what? Who's laughing now?
I know I am.
That's right. It was, what was that? 1990.
Yeah,
that was just 1990.
We gathered together, talked to old Steve Jobs, said, "Hey, listen, this thing's going to be huge. You're going to want it on the ground floor." And look what he did. Took it
look
right
what
out from
he
under us.
Did.
Yeah, but look where he is now.
A ghost.
We had him on the we had him on the show a few years back, didn't we?
We did have him on the show. I'm not sure if we should have had him on the show, actually.
I got a message from my publicist here again. I think I might have had number five here, boys. Number five.
Well, we didn't even hit 5,000 yet.
Yeah, I'm getting them in early, I guess.
Ways away from 5,000.
Well, anyways, our favorite hunts that we've done before, and kind of gotten where we gotten our bread and butter for how those 14 glorious episodes of the. What's the word I'm looking for? Most substantial evidence that that we've had for the existence of spirits and ghosts and any supernatural occurrences like that. I personally would say that the old prison that we visited in Nebraska and Omaha was one of my favorites. I think that we had some fantastic evidence there. And I myself was a big fan of the what appeared to be a possession of one Paul Tergeist. Paul, it seemed like you had something inside of you. Can you kind of explain? It seemed to all be after you touched that. The only way I can describe it is the demonic symbol that was on the wall.
No, I don't remember there being any demonic symbols or possessions or anything like that. I had some really bad ceviche earlier that day, and I think that I was kind of just feeling bad.
Paul, I really wish you would have told me this right after the hunt. I thought you were.
Yeah, no. I remember that when I was speaking in tongues that day, I was actually just dry heaving.
There were a lot of orbs.
And then all the footage mysteriously got deleted by accident, which was fine because there wasn't really much going on that day anyway.
You voided your bowels so many times, though. That was just you.
That was the ceviche. Yeah.
Could have sworn that you were possessed. Dude.
Yeah, and when I was on my knees and I was yelling, it's inside of me, get it out. I was talking about the ceviche.
Oh my God. This is probably why we need to debrief each other after these hunts, because I just saw what I saw, Paul, and took it at face value.
I like to be transparent.
You are transparent. We did establish that. And I do have to say, I was questioning your motives when you went back for the ceviche the next day.
Yeah, if there's one thing that can be believed, it's if you had bad ceviche the first day, it's got to be even worse eating it the second day.
Well,
you left it out.
I mean, I hadn't had ceviche in almost 12 hours.
And
12 hours.
Omaha, Nebraska, known for their ceviche.
Oh, the best ceviche in the country.
Best ceviche in the country, yeah. It comes from... A lot of people don't know that, actually.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect it.
I gotta ask. So, you're telling me my favorite haunt that we did, the evidence of you being possessed, writhing on the ground in agony.
Yeah, ceviche.
That was ceviche.
That was ceviche.
Well, please,
real bad
at least,
ceviche.
At least tell me that Brock stripping naked and running up and down the halls of this prison, yelling, "I'm home, I'm home." Tell me that was at least a possession as well.
Well, that one was that was definitely possession, yeah.
Now, Roger, you know, I got to complain. Sir Roger.
Thank you. You know I was knighted.
You were knighted. We did some ghost hunts in the UK as a favor of the Queen.
And she
did
personal
favor. She paid us in being knighted.
She did.
And that's currency. So yes, we were paid. And
hey, I'll take it.
Only he got knighted, I think.
Well, I was the one who haggled for it.
Yeah, it was like she was looking right through me the whole time.
Yeah, that's a good ghost pun there. Haggled.
I don't think we do this about hags.
He's back on those apps again. Anyways,
no,
running naked through those halls. What was up with that, Brock?
Oh, I was trying to get away from that. I was under the possession of some grain alcohol.
Well, so that one was at least an actual possession. Ghosts were involved of some kind. Maybe demons.
Yes, maybe grain alcohol was involved.
Is that a demon name?
Yes.
Then, okay.
Grain Alcohol, still, the demon.
I'm still ranking the Omaha prison as one of my top haunts of
1990
was a pretty rough one.
1990.
That was a good 19.
That's a good one.
90.
It was definitely one of the worst ceviche experiences of my life.
You gotta stop being that Omaha, Nebraska.
I can.
Ceviche.
It's you. You find me something better than ceviche.
Now I think there's one place that we can all agree was another great one. The abandoned church in Michigan. All of it.
All the
of
whole state Michigan. Of all of the churches in Michigan.
It was the abandoned church tour that we went on.
A world tour.
That was how we filled in most of the 2000s.
The Michigan abandoned Michigan. Church tour was it was fantastic. We had those shirts made for all of the 2000s. It was front and back, just listing all the abandoned churches down the sleeves.
All of them down the sleeves.
There's a lot of them. I don't think people realize there's a lot of abandoned churches out there in the world, especially Michigan. Michigan seems to be a hub for abandoning your religion and letting
T-shirt design. Just have all the locations on the sleeves, nothing on the bottom or the body. Just on the sleeves.
It was just the sleeves, and then it was kind of a reverse baseball tee.
That's exactly what it was. Wow. That's how we marketed it.
What will they think of next?
Who? Us?
Yeah. What will we think of next?
Who knows? That's why we got to listen. That's why they got to listen to the podcast and see what comes up next.
It's a good way to tease the next episode. What are we going to come up with next?
How about yourselves? Any favorite locations that we've gone to?
Well, as you know, I follow my brother around sometimes.
Who is your brother again? Oh, Zach. Yes, that's right.
Zach. You know, he has all the fame.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I've run into him a few times.
I don't like my brother. Anyway, we were following him when they went to the El Rancho Hotel.
Is that now that one? It's not the famous one from the show, the El Rancho. This was the letter L, Rancho, the lesser known.
You're right. We couldn't get there. They actually swarmed that property, said we weren't allowed within 500 feet for some reason. And so we had to go
to the L dot Rancho.
Yes, we pivoted, found the L Rancho.
And that one was just like the really big L sign on the side of the road, right? It's like a roadside attraction.
It wasn't so much a rancho as it was not even ranch,
it was kind of an L-shaped building. It was like the Teen Titans tower flipped upside down and cut in half vertically.
Did not expect to see that when we pulled up.
It's quite jarring when you see it in real life.
It's really phallic, sticking up out of the ground. Nothing around.
It looked like a big bong.
Paul, you were very smoky and wispy around that time, and now it's all starting to make sense.
Oh, yeah, that was it. Yeah, that's me.
We all know Paul vapes.
I vape all the time.
Paul does have a fat jewel.
Yeah, but I think it was probably about when we went to... it was probably about the ceviche day that I started vaping. It's just something I can't give up, you know?
Now, Paul, I think that ceviche happened 10 years earlier.
Yeah.
Paul carries these vices, man. They go with him for a long time.
Yeah, it's I just love it too much. She makes me feel too good, you know? My lady, V...
VJ,
vape juice.
Vape juice. Well, I must not be in on all this lingo that everyone's using.
You know, Paul's been around for a while. He just picks it up.
You know, Paul seems to always take us back to want to go back to the same haunting location, just at some house over in the hills of Los Angeles, Burbank area.
Yeah.
It seems to always be drawn to it.
I guess it just kind of, sometimes it just kind of feels like I got some unfinished business there, you know?
Well, I mean, you still got plenty of life to live to finish that business.
Yeah, a lot of life.
Yeah, cartoonishly big laugh from Paul.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was just a real funny. Yeah,
Paul, your eyes are darting back and forth just at an alarming rate.
They do that sometimes.
It has gotten noticeably colder in this room.
No, it's always cold. I run hot, so I always keep the AC real low.
Wait, my EVP sensor.
No,
it just turned on by itself.
No, I don't think so. It's probably, you can't trust technology, you know?
Paul, it's beeping louder when I turn to you.
Come back home.
Oh my God, did anyone hear that?
Oh yeah, that was my God. That was great. That was from an older adventure.
Did it say come back home?
No, I think it said back home, you know, like the hairstyle.
Harry I don't Styles? Know that hairstyle. Yeah, what does that hairstyle look like?
It's big in Britain. It sweeps on your back. That's probably what he was talking about.
Come back home.
Yeah. He's back home.
I don't hear back home.
He's saying back home. It's probably something.
No, I'm not.
It's
what? My God.
Well, that goes.
Did he just answer? Life.
He answered.
No,
this is a groundbreaking episode we're in the midst of now, boys.
This is much better than any of my brother's stuff.
Happy to be here.
Ask him a question. Ghost. Do we call him Ghost? Do it.
Hey, do you see that on the wall back
ghost
over there?
Is fine.
Can you see? Do you guys see that on the wall over there? You should take a look real quick.
What are you doing here? You need to go away.
Whoa.
What are we looking at over here?
You need to get out.
It's a bunch of orbs.
You're making me look stupid.
They're darting back
There's
and forth.
There's a lot of orbs.
You're making me look so stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Wow. It's kind of weird.
I miss you.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah?
Do you see those orbs on the wall?
No, I don't see any orbs.
There's a lot of orbs around Paul now, too.
There's a lot of dust.
There are.
It's probably, you know, like when there's a camera and you can see the dust on it? It's probably like that, but on your eyes, maybe.
Mom says you need to come home. Tell Mom I'm with my friend.
I don't understand.
I think that the equipment's probably just bugging out right now.
I'm hearing it. It almost sounds like two different voices now at this point.
It does sound like two voices.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
It could be going back and forth.
Yeah, we should probably get the stuff checked out.
The stuff is fine.
I've got to believe the ghost that's talking. I'm inclined to think he's telling the truth as far as...
Now, Paul... You're reacting to the ghost in a very strange way.
Well, I mean, we've been doing this 4,000 episodes, but we've only found ghosts 13 times, so it's
just
still...
just going to move my hand towards you, Paul.
No, I don't like being touched.
Paul,
I don't think... No,
I need you.
I need my personal space.
Your time is up.
Hand is through your chest.
I need my personal space.
Paul, have you been a ghost this whole time?
You've been lying to us?
No.
Wait. Say that again?
No, I'm Paul.
Oh, okay. I thought he sounded different.
He did sound a little different.
Come on, guys. It's been me the whole time.
You know when we formed this ghost hunting team, we specifically said that if any of us were ghosts, we would let each other know.
Of course. Why would I join a ghost hunting team if... I was a ghost. That's dumb.
He's a ghost.
No.
He just said.
That ghost just said.
He just said.
No, he's saying he's a ghost. He's talking about himself.
Paul is a ghost.
He said he's a
ghost.
He
just said your name, Paul. He specifically said Paul is a ghost.
That ghost did just call you out.
Meet me in Eureka's castle.
My God.
Oh my God, it all comes back to Eureka's castle.
Yeah, I guess
it's like Eternal Sunshine.
You guys should probably go check that out.
Okay, here's the plan. Brock, you go to Eureka's castle. All just right. In case, I'm going to Montauk. So we're going to make sure our bases are covered. We're going to find this ghost. Paul, you're coming with me because I think something's going to happen at Montauk. I think this is a red herring.
Yeah, I think, that's a great idea, I think. I'd love to go to Montauk. I hear it's beautiful in the winter.
That's what I hear, too. And apparently this ghost has something there, so we're going to figure this out. Brock, is there anything you need before you head off to Eureka's castle?
Well, I think this this other ghost is actually Noel McNeil.
Well, that's just so not...
I think I'll be set.
Yeah, it could be.
Right. That's the Eureka's castle. I'm thinking of the same.
I think
Noel McNeil, right?
I'm thinking if we got both of these places covered. What episode is this?
4,322.
It's easy to lose track, but I think 4,323 is going to be our best episode yet.
Could be.
All right.
Could be. I hear they have great ceviche in Montauk. So if I'm acting weird while we're there,
probably the best.
The other ghost said he agreed. I think something about it.
Yeah, I did. I don't think I heard
that. Get away from my show. I'm trying to have fun with my friends.
We've got to get going over to these ghost locations and see what's going on, because we got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, it's popping off.
I want to thank everyone once again for listening, for tuning in to our 4,232nd.
I think is what he said.
4,322nd
episode.
Yes,
we keep track every episode. You know how it goes. Paul, I guess any last words before we head off for the episode?
No.
As I always
go ahead, sorry. Paul.
Paul, are you throwing your voice again?
No, go ahead, Paul.
Well, you know, like we always say here on this show, is if it's good, it must be Hardee's.
Oh, wait, hold on. Are we all saying it? Well, thank you guys once again for tuning in. We'll have some fantastic evidence next week, I'm sure of it. But for now, like every week, we're going to say...
Don't be afraid
to say
go see the ghosts.
What was that?
Don't be afraid to see a ghost. Don't be afraid. They're ghosts. Only ghosts.
We ain't afraid of no ghost.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, there's someone knocking at my door.
Oh, my God.
Can I get a Western bacon cheeseburger?
Wow.
A Western bacon cheeseburger.
It seems like even spooky ghosts can't resist the great tastes and great bargains at Hardee's. Available everywhere except for the Northeast.
Wait, this isn't Carl's Jr.?
No, I'm sorry.
Son of a bitch. I'm going to Burger Hardee's.
If you want Carl's Jr., you want either all of the West Coast or specifically Kansas and Oklahoma.